Welcome to The Word, bringing you good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is Saturday of the 10th week in Ordinary Time, and from the United States, we hear from Sister Barbara Kane. Sister Barbara lives in Great Bend, Kansas, and the title of her preaching today is, Does Your Yes Mean Yes?
A reading from the Gospel of Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, You have heard that it was said to your ancestors, Do not make a false oath, but make good to the Lord all that you vow. But I say to you, do not swear at all, not by heaven, for it is God's throne, not by the earth, for it is his footstool, not by Jerusalem, for it is the city of the great king. Do not swear by your head, for you cannot make a single hair white or black. Let your yes mean yes, and your no mean no. Anything more is from the evil one. He's doing it again. Jesus expects his followers to act a step above others in their ethical behavior. As Richard Rohr wrote in his Pentecost blog, in Scripture, God is slowly evolving the reader's consciousness so that it can receive an ever clearer understanding of itself as the beloved of God. So Jesus tells his followers they shouldn't even need to take an oath. Their yes should mean yes, and their no should mean no. Our behavior should tell the whole story. It's as simple as that. I fear, however, that the United States might have an epidemic. There's a lot of false oaths going around. You know, on August 10th, 2008, I professed to live the evangelical counsels of chastity, poverty, and obedience for the rest of my life. It hasn't always been easy, and some days, I'm sad to say, but my actions really make my vows false. But each day, I do consciously or unconsciously try to say yes to those vows. Many of you have taken similar vows. Priests, especially diocesan priests, promise celibacy and obedience during their ordination ceremony. Married couples promise to love, honor, and obey. There may be days when we feel these oaths or vows are false, undoable, even impossible, but most of us keep trying to live them faithfully. Most public officials in the United States, the president, senators or representatives, judges, swear some kind of vow to uphold the Constitution. Most state representatives also take an oath of office to defend the Constitution. And it's up to us as voters to decide if they live up to those oaths or if they are false, and when they are, to vote for someone else. False promises damage everyone touched by them, families, congregations, parishes, cities, states, nations. They lead to an inability to trust. Who do we believe in if we cannot trust that that person will be true to the oath or vows that they have sworn to when they become a sister, a brother, a priest, a representative, including the president, in national or state legislative bodies? Our church and our country are in desperate need of leaders whom we can trust. In Paul's letter today, he calls us to be ambassadors for Christ, as if God is appealing through us. And it's only in our ability to speak and live truthfully, to live out our promises, to allow our yeses to be yeses and our noes to be noes, that we will truly be able to share God's message that we are all beloved of God.